Lecture 2, The Early Cultures of India.
With roots deep in prehistory, Hinduism is the world's oldest living religious tradition. It is unlikely that there was a single founder of Hinduism, but if there were such an individual, he or she is unknown to us today. Although we don't know the names of individuals, we do know several cultures that contributed to the development of Hinduism. Of these contributing sources, two are especially important for our understanding of the history of the Hindu tradition. The first is the Indus Valley Civilization. We will spend most of this lecture discussing that significant and intriguing culture. The second source is a group called the Aryans, a nomadic people who migrated into India from Central Asia and who bequeathed to Hindus their most sacred texts. I will introduce the Aryans at the end of this talk, and we will study their influences in subsequent lectures. Noting that Hinduism is born out of the merger of several sources is an opportune time to reiterate what may be its most salient quality, diversity. It may be fair to say, not only is Hinduism the world's oldest living religion, it is also the most pluralistic. Its great diversity is what makes the very concept of Hinduism problematic, since the tradition is so multifarious that determining what all Hindus have in common is exceedingly difficult. There's probably no theological conception or religious practice that cannot be found in Hinduism. Klaus Klostermeyer calls India a veritable laboratory of religion. Everything imaginable seems to have been tried out, he says, and nothing ever completely rejected. In Hinduism, nothing is ever really lost. Traditions and ideas are preserved and incorporated into a larger whole. There are customs and rituals dating back to the earliest of times. This religious conservatism and the resulting pluralism have produced an attitude as close to a typical Hindu quality as we may find that denies the possibility of ever completely knowing the whole truth. It is the viewpoint that maintains that there are many valid viewpoints. Each perspective is partially correct. A justly famous passage from the oldest Hindu scripture makes this point. The truth is one, the Rig Veda states, but the sages call it by different names. Hinduism is a tradition that, at its best, honors all seekers after the truth and recognizes that different persons require different ways of relating to and thinking about divine reality. Thus, one of the great strengths of Hinduism, and part of what accounts for its longevity as a tradition, is its ability to absorb ideas and practices from different sources without giving up this distinctive fundamental orientation. About 150 years ago, a discovery was made that has caused scholars to revise their understanding of the earliest history of India. In the 1850s, while excavating for a railroad system in northern India, now Pakistan, workers discovered the existence of an ancient and sophisticated civilization that had long been forgotten. The Indus Valley Civilization, as it is now known, is considered one of the great cultures of the ancient world. What has come to light since the first excavation suggests that the Indus Valley Civilization was as great as ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia. While most Hindus would not regard the Indus Valley Civilization as part of their sacred history, there is evidence that elements from this culture contributed to that grand amalgam known much later as Hinduism. What is known about the Indus Valley culture comes exclusively from archaeological evidence, since its cryptic language has never been completely deciphered. In fact, we do not know what the inhabitants of this civilization call themselves.